This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide on this Thursday, the 5th day of April, 2018. And the InfoWar is in high gear and very proud of the fact that we are the most hated, derided, lied about, demonized broadcast in the world by globalists, by criminals, by communists, by Nazi collaborators, by failing media empires, and by every other form of degenerate child molester you can imagine. I am on cloud nine right now. And you've seen a lot of globalist disinfo and operations the last few weeks. Well, starting next week, the rebellion strikes back. So, things are going very, very well. Doesn't mean we're not in the fight of our lives. We've got to be focused, eye of the tiger, got to be committed. But if we're committed, we take action, we can't lose with God's help. Notice you're not hearing about the tragic YouTube shooting anymore, a day and a half after it happened, because it was a leftist. Just a little side tidbit. Look at this headline. Twitter, transgender critic questioned by police and banned from leaving the UK for saying there's two genders, and it's child abuse to take young children out of the country and have them castrated. Yes, you cannot make that up. Meanwhile, London's hospitals look like war zones due to gun and knife crime epidemic. Sadiq Khan responds, blames the Tories for not banning knives. Meanwhile, 78-year-old man arrested for murder after stabbing armed burglar to death in his home. That's right. Armed burglar in your house, you fight back, you go to prison in the UK, which is an anti-free speech authoritarian hellhole. And the legislature, the parliament, needs to move to remove this, ladies and gentlemen. It needs to be done ASAP. Now, that said, Trump signs proclamation sending National Guard to the Mexico border immediately. Oh, all you folks that flipped out about DACA? He was trying to be reasonable, like he said during the campaign. He said, if you're a 40-year-old guy who's been deported three or four times and got a criminal record, you're gone. Yeah, okay, you've really been here 20 years and you got a job, you're not a criminal? Yeah, we'll fast-track you, absolutely. We'll make you a citizen. But the Democrats make it too hard to make those folks citizens. I think we should make it easier for law-abiding people that work and have a record of working to become citizens. But the Democrats want to make you a permanent underclass. Meanwhile, the big news, caravan disbands after Trump deploys military to the border, but turns out they're actually now reconstituting. It was a feint. 50-plus thousand stopped at the Mexican border last month alone, up 203% from March of last year. So the numbers are big, and the Border Patrol is completely outgunned. This is a collapse in Latin America, in Central and South America, just pouring up. It is just a nightmare scenario for everybody involved. We'll get swamped if we take them all. They're in hell. It's just a real bad situation. More than a million undocumented immigrants have received California driver's license, Sacramento Bee, and under California law, that lets them vote. And of course, the Democrats say they want them to vote. And Obama famously said in 2016, oh, if you live here, it's your duty to go vote. He said, if you live here, you're a citizen. Yeah. Mexico starts giving caravan migrants transit visas. But don't worry. Robert De Niro slams the NRA. Things in our country are so bad, and it comes from Trump. Yeah. Stock market's still up. 2 million new jobs. Lowest unemployment level. Biggest startup for new businesses. All sorts of great things happening. That's just terrible. I think another virtue signaling individual, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely disgusting. So that's just some of the news we're going to cover on that front. And then, of course, the really big news that's out of control and so serious. Democrats across the country are moving and in some areas passing laws to confiscate all semi-autos and then fine you $1,000 a day when you don't turn them in. So, it's all coming up. And, of course, it's in states like Illinois where they have the firearm owner registration card so they know what you got and right where to come. That's what we always say, do not register, because register everywhere is the next step to what? The C word. And it isn't cookie for Cookie Monster. It's confiscation.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
If you want to know the spirit that dominates the UK, Europe, and the United States, Australia, New Zealand, Canada to a great extent, it's a spirit of conformity, a spirit of cowardice, a spirit of being bullied by the political correct gods. All the time I'll see news reports about, why has this particular pop star not criticized Trump yet? Why are they keeping their mouth shut? Are they racist? Are they bad? Are they evil? You've seen it with a lot of people. And then suddenly, you'll see that individual come out and start attacking Trump. That hasn't happened with the number one star in the world, Taylor Swift, yet. But boy, they are putting the pressure on her. But I remember a few months ago, I saw a few articles about, where's Mike Myers now? And why hasn't Mike Myers come out and attacked Trump? Why, you know, some of the other late night hosts, they almost lost their jobs, remember, because they weren't attacking Trump enough, but now they are. And so sure enough, this morning, I was scrolling through the news and I saw Mike Myers playing Dr. Evil and talking about how I'm an advisor to the president and we're helping make America evil again. And it's not even funny. So he came out of retirement. I guess he owns like a hockey team and something else. He came out of retirement, not been seen in years, to bash Trump so they'd get off his back. And I've talked to folks in Hollywood that they get told, you come out against Trump or you're not going to work again. James Woods, one of the top actors in Hollywood, has made hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, just been in so many top films, an incredible actor. When he decided to go ahead and go public for America and for Trump, they told him, you will never work again. So the headline, if you want to go watch it, is Dr. Evil gets fired from the Trump cabinet. We're going to play excerpts of it later. And it's not our top story. It just is an illustrative piece to show how pathetic these folks are. And since we're at this point, I got a ton of incredible breaking news. Gun confiscation beginning in some areas. Just so important. Trump deploying troops to the border. He's now officially signed the order. We've got the latest developments there. But since I mentioned Dr. Evil, let's talk about the real Dr. Evil. We played these clips before from 60 Minutes back in 1999 with George Soros. But I thought we would just go ahead and play it without even the graphics of the death camps and scary music. I thought we'd just play the clips themselves and then cut right into the last few months, Anderson Cooper, Sink, Uyghur, the Young Turks, named after a genocide group that killed 1.5 million Christians. I mean, that's a fact. Just like David Hogg on his Reddit says, I want to see billions die. Thank God mosquitoes are killing people. That's what they're all into. And George Soros meets with the big eugenics organizations, David Rockefeller, Ted Turner, Bill and Melinda Gates, and it was in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, that, oh, they wanted the public to know. It's usually a secret meeting, but they want to depopulate the planet through a world government. And then, famously, Bill Gates gets up in front of teachers and says that, and he gets up on TED TV. Because we can show Soros as a caricature and make fun of him, but actually looking at his actions and just real photos of him is more frightening. So we've got the real Dr. Evil, who they admitted the last James Bond movie is based on him. It's even named after his company, the Quantum Group, who's a private corporate guy that's really behind Spectre and behind the terror groups and trying to get Russia and the U.S. in a war. I mean, they really told you, and they admit that British intelligence, MI6, good factions of it, helped write the last script that was in the news. And that they don't like George Soros for trying to crash the pound repeatedly and almost bringing the UK down. So that movie is a statement about it. I guess now it's two films back. So Hillary is his minion. So when we talk about real Dr. Evil here, ladies and gentlemen, that's him. And what he does, and his family, and his son, the documents came out where they're funding Antifa to engage in violent riots. Criminal activity, how they work with blue state police, blue city police, blue state areas to then let them attack and burn and corral crowds into them so they can attack them. Those documents came out, what, 3 months ago? No news coverage of it. Just like 5 years ago, we broke the Stingray documents nationwide from D.C. to Washington State and exactly how they work. But AP, they're saying, is might get a Pulitzer Prize for their report about it 2 days ago. So let's go ahead now and play the clip that Soros doesn't want you to hear. He thought he would just somehow sell us on this idea. And then you've got the Young Turds, and you've got Anderson Cooper following behind him like he's a dog going to the bathroom on the sidewalk trying to pick it up for him. Here it is.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection, but it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No. It was actually probably the happiest year of my life, that year of German occupation. For me, it was a very positive experience. It's a strange thing, you know, because you see incredible suffering around you, and in fact, you are in considerable danger yourself. But you're 14 years old and you don't believe that it can actually touch you. You have a belief in yourself, your belief in your father. It's a very happy-making, exhilarating experience.
George Soros is one of those people that actually helps, you know, back these individuals. Who is he? I think he's from Hungary. I think he was Jewish, and I think he turned in his own people to the Nazis.
Do you think George Soros funded the neo-Nazis who marched in Charleston?
Wouldn't it be interesting to find out?
These conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones. The idea also that the way the congressman is saying is like, well, we're learning this, or you know, we're finding this out, as if it's sort of the full weight of his office or the U.S. Congress, when in fact it seems like he's just getting stuff from Alex Jones.
That seems to be where the news is coming from. Alex Jones claims to have sources all throughout the government, but George Soros did not fund these people. What he's saying is not true.
He's deeply anti-Semitic. Now, why do I say that? For a number of reasons. He has attacked George Soros over and over again with references to his background. He attacked Michael Wolff, who wrote the book about Donald Trump. They both happen to be Jewish. He you'll see it in a second as well, says that Soros worked with the Nazis. It's just like, to say someone who, I don't even know that Soros survived the Holocaust. Like, Alex Jones is the worst guy on earth. He called George Soros a Nazi collaborator. Of course that's not true. Of course he's not. And Soros was a kid at the time. The guy survives the Holocaust. And this clown, and I'm trying not to use worse words against him, but he has more than earned it, then turns around and calls the Holocaust survivor a Nazi collaborator.
And you're named, your organization, the Young Turks, who were the brown shirts that carried out the extermination of 1.5 million Christians, and your program is anti-Christian. We get it. That's what the globalists are all about, hating flyover country. They hate me because I'm Americana. They hate you because you're Americana. That's it. They hate us. Accept it. Know it. He wrote a book. His dad wrote a book. They helped round up for years over 1,000 Jews and steal their money with the Nazis. It's well known the Nazis would recruit Jews that would work with them to help round people up. That's a fact. Poland talked about that, and Netanyahu flipped out on them. I'm not against Netanyahu, but Netanyahu, get your history straight. Poland is right. There were a lot of people like Soros that helped round up other Jews. They're called Judas goats.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I'm going to be announcing two lawsuits next week against enemies of the Republic, enemies of free speech, and then eight more in the next month after that, so all you folks that sent me letters asking for money, you're going to get sued for big money. We're coming after you. We're going to win. So all you folks licking your lips out there that got induced to sign on to all these fake lawsuits against us, you had all the top law firms look at it. Even the Daily Beast says this is very dangerous for the Democrats, and they've opened themselves up to millions in real damages. So bon appetit. You think you're going to destroy our First Amendment? Get ready. I'm not some knuckle-dragger looking for money and not looking for a fight. I'm looking to defend the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, and the whole nine yards. So you want to fight? Better believe you got one. You know, playing that George Soros clip last segment of him talking about how much he enjoyed rounding up Jews. And how invigorating it was, and how it formed his character, it was so dangerous. That's why he's so ruthless and crazy. If you're 14, 15, 16, and then not just during the Nazi occupation, but after they were involved when the Soviets came in and all that corruption, making hundreds of millions of dollars, involved in different scams and different criminal activities, and then you do it all over Europe and all over America, and you're involved in every form of corruption under the sun. He was known as a supervillain in the 1980s when my mom would watch Lair NewsHour. George Soros attempted to crash the pound today. George Soros attempted to crash the Argentinian. George Soros successfully crashed this, you know, causing millions to go bankrupt. I mean, there are countries that never recovered after him. And by the mid-90s, it was like, controversial figure George Soros. But by the 2000s, the angel, the baby cake, the sweetie pie. And that's what's crazy is CNN, MSNBC, the young turds, all of it. Why, George Soros doesn't fund any Antifa. And we have all the documents where his son running an organization funds them to riot. Can we pull that article up? Documents Obama planned civil emergency in Maryland, martial law, and then it's the Soros group, his son Alexander, and family quarterbacking it. Those are real documents. They never said they weren't. We made phone calls, called the FBI, you name it, and they said, no, those are real documents. And people are just waiting for Trump to move against them on stuff like that. It's incredible. Can we pull that article up? What was the exact headline? I think it was Don Salazar wrote the article. There's a video I did on it. Soros funded Antifa in Maryland. Soros funded plans for riots in Maryland. Soros planned to trigger civil war caused by race riots, and it's got 20-something pages of the documents, how they work with the police, the whole thing. I bet I can find it. Got to click web to find it, though. Let's go to a clip while we find that. Let's go ahead and... there it is. Oh, thank God. Oh, I'm so OCD now. Oh, I had to have it. Thank you. Oh, good. It used to be OCD. I've developed it when it comes to documents and articles. Great job, crew. Documents to jail plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore. Leaked documents purport to show, and now they're confirmed, detailed plan to trigger nationwide unrest, allowing Obama to declare martial law. And that's what we surmised at the time, because the Justice Department got caught in Florida, in Maryland, and all over financing it. And if you scroll down to the documents, it explains how they basically fund people, how they train as actors. Doesn't mean they're actors in the street, but, you know, that's what the police, even in training, call it. Your role is this, your role is that. And you've got their action, BW10418-2015, final operation order summary, Friends of Democracy, confidential. And the brother of this other guy's brother that ended up in some trouble gave us the documents. And folks, if you've got family that's been in Antifa and they're in prison or they committed suicide or whatever, or drug overdose, it is critical that you get those documents and mail them to us, because that's why they fear InfoWars and want it taken down. We get the right documents, it could blow the Death Star. I mean, they know. They sit there every day with sweat running down their foreheads, knowing that I'm sitting here with sweat running down my forehead, not because I'm nervous, but because I'm so fired up half the time that I start sweating in here when it's 68 degrees. By the way, I can be sitting in the hot sun and barely sweat. But when my brain starts going, zzz, I get in a very aggressive mode and start sweating, because this is real. And I sit here and I start looking at the things they've done, the things they've been involved in. It makes me angry. So we'd have a new article about how those documents are confirmed. Media blackout on that. Media blackout on David Hogg almost a week later and him wanting billions to die. I mean, this is sensational information. All right, when we come back. Stop linked on drudgereport.com. Sex workers to expose politicians for passing anti-trafficking bill. I will also look at what's really in the WikiLeaks. They always distract us with who leaked them. And they always make that the big issue and all this garbage that Roger Stone's a Russian agent. But let's kind of look back on what's in the WikiLeaks. And then, video. It's up on InfoWars.com. Deranged Texas councilwoman in Houston charged for verbally attacking teenage girl in Trump shirt, disturbing his peace, screaming, yelling, frothing. And this is what happens when you wear a Trump shirt, and now it's expanding to pro-gun shirts. Well, I'm not letting these people intimidate me. I think it's more important people start wearing Make America Great shirts, InfoWars shirts, and get you the same thing in these areas. And then we go around in groups just to let them know, just like open carry, that we're not going to be intimidated by their deranged activity. So that's the Steve Watson article. That's coming up. All right. First off, though, we have some huge announcements that are very, very exciting. These specials are all about to end. Alpha Power back in stock, 25% off. Premium InfoWars Life, select high-quality storable foods, $100 off the four-week supply. No one can top that. Mind and Body Challenge Pack, Brain Force Plus and Red Pill. They still haven't gotten rid of that special. That's got to go. We're selling out of both those. That's 50% off and free shipping. Cell Force, 50% off. That's about to end. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 25% off, back in stock. Immune Gargle, we now just have the 1 ounce. We have 3.4 and 16-ounce bottles together, 50% off, or individually, 25% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, $50 off. Double Patriot Points, that's the big one, until the end of the month. Normally it's 5%, just like frequent flyer miles, anything you buy. It's free to sign up at InfoWarsStore.com. You have your own account. It's 5% off all the other specials. But this month, to celebrate Patriots Day coming up on the 16th, throughout the rest of the month of April, Tim Ferger just thought of this yesterday, we are going to give you double Patriot points. That's 10% off. So you sign up for auto ship for like coffee or supplements, things you're going to be reordering, and you get an additional 10% off. That's 20% off. And then you've got all the other specials. A lot of things become lost leaders when you use the Patriot points, especially this month, when they're double, 10%. Off your future purchase. So something costs, you know, $10. That's going to be a dollar off of the next purchase with the Patriot points. It's amazing. Free shipping, $50 or more, InfoWarsStore.com, and you stand up to Nazi collaborator, bully dirtbags like George Soros. Damn him to hell. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to get off the George Soros kick. Now he's got PR firms and others out there saying he was never working for the Nazis. He was never a collaborator, even though his father wrote a book. He wrote a book. He's given countless articles, radio interviews, TV interviews in the mid and late 90s admitting it, but saying he was proud of it. Best time of his life. He filled an economic void. Someone else would have done it if he didn't. That taught him how to be ruthless. It's the most cold-blooded group of interviews I've ever heard. And even Nazis in Nuremberg didn't talk like that. They said they were sorry. But not Soros. He's not sorry. And then he has people like Sink and others, who through different foundations he's given money to, reportedly, saying that I'm the worst guy in the world and that I'm just nosediving because I'll talk about their God. That is true evil in my view. Now, I was just in the coffee room getting a cup of Joe. So I forgot to have one this morning. That's how much energy I've got. I'm bouncing off the walls with no coffee, but I wanted some. And I was watching Fox News. They were playing a clip of Zuckerberg that we already had, and it reminded me that we had the clip. He's like, oh, you can pretty much be assured that we did scrape your data. And everybody's hearing scrap. They went, oh, they got rid of your data. No, they never get rid of it. It's in the terms of service. They use it. They share it. Whether it's Samsung or whether it's Apple or whether it's Sharp or whether it's Microsoft or whether all of these companies now in their terms of service tell you they watch you in your house. They listen to you with AI. They sell all the data. It's incredibly valuable. You, like the folks in Troy, brought in the Trojan horse. We don't know in history if the Trojan horse is legend or real. We know there was a Trojan war at that time. But we do know these are Trojan horses, don't we? Web scraping. Let's define it. Scraping. Web harvesting or web data extraction, usually with a spider, is data scraping used for extracting data from websites, while web scraping can be done manually by software user. The term typically refers to automated process implemented using a bot or web crawler. Now, I remember in high school they were teaching us about the internet in the computer class, and I learned all about scraping, and they called them spiders and crawlers. I mean, I'm not a tech guy. I just read the tech journals. And the internet was set up to do this. Google is an NSA spy tool from the 80s. Set up by NQTEL, the Geospatial Center. It's run by Space Command. Google is the U.S. government with a private offshoot that's controlled by the leftists and the globalists. You notice Schmitz had to resign, all the rest that's happening now. So there's a war inside Google, and that's why Steve Pachinik, people say, are you with the CIA or are they with the CIA? No, I'm not with any of that. I'm with the free market and America and freedom. But Pachinik said the day before my YouTube channel was put back up, the strike's taken off, he said, I've talked to people upstairs inside the agency, and you will have your site back by tomorrow. This will not be tolerated. You do not do what they say, and the Google will not be authoritarian. It was set up to defend the republic and promote our values worldwide. And that's really what went on. And that is it. So they had all the Soros people that got hired and all the Southern Poverty Law Center, 10,000 of them brought in. Think about how Twilight Zone, they start taking everything down. YouTube goes, oh, it's not us, sorry. But it was other executives, mid-level being mutinous. And now reportedly more than 100 executives are out of Google. Trump's telling them, you stop it right now or I'm going to break you up. And they can't stop. 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 Any more than a city councilwoman walks up and starts screaming at and grabbing at the hat of a little girl wearing a Make America Great hat in Houston. I'll walk down the street and a woman with little kids will go, F you, you piece of crap, Russian, and start coming at, and their husband will drag them back. My daughters were up in Connecticut after we went skiing for a week. Their mom took them skiing. Probably been a better place they went to. You go to Colorado, it's like you're at 10,000 feet. You go to Connecticut, you're at 2,000, and it's just as nice. Anyways. And my 10-year-old daughter's up there, and she's talking to this other girl, and the dad finds out. They say, oh, Texas, blah, blah, blah. She says, oh, yeah, my dad's Alex Jones. He began screaming at her and getting in her face as if it's my fault then when it gets spun that they're deranged, that full-grown men bully little girls. These people are out of control. But I'm digressing here, ladies and gentlemen. They've all been spying on you. I told you exactly how they've been spying on you. It came out in congressional hearings 17, 18 years ago. The Telecommunications Act set all this up and legalized it. Just like Obama signed those executive orders before he left, letting Google, starting last November, a year and a half ago, November 2016, right after Trump won, he signed all those directives where they can discriminate against conservatives, libertarians, you name it. And that's when Facebook suddenly sort of listing in your control panel, are you a conservative? Are you a liberal? Are you labeling you like Nazi Germany? You know how dangerous that is for advertisers? When a lot of people that call themselves Trump supporters are not conservatives. They just don't like Hillary Clinton and her crime network. So that's what this has gotten to. And just like they have the PR firms out there telling you Soros isn't a Nazi, it's the same thing. They're trying to confuse it like, well, does Facebook really look at your data? Does Google? They started all this Cambridge Analytica thing thinking they could just burn Trump for publicly scraping some stuff to try to contact conservatives on Facebook. Cambridge Analytica does a lot of illegal stuff that's come out for whoever will hire them. Democrats, Republicans, dictators in third world countries. You know, it's just another big, you know, computer company outlet. But the fact that Democrats thought they could compartmentalize and only burn that area, it brought down their whole house of cards. They're so stupid. Can't put the genie back in the bottle, bub. As I said the day it broke, I predicted it all. Not because I'm a rocket scientist. I know how history works. I know how this stuff unfolds. And I understand Trump's algorithm now and how he operates. And you can predict what Trump's going to do, but these people walk into the trap every time. So let's go ahead and go to that clip of old Zuki.
During today's disclosure and announcements, Facebook explained that the account recovery and search tools using email and phone number could have been used to scrape information about all of Facebook's users. When did Facebook find out about this scraping operation? And if that was before a month ago, why did Facebook not inform the public about it immediately?
We looked into this and understood it more over the last few days as part of the audit of our overall system. And, you know, everyone has a setting on Facebook.
Hit pause. I can't stand this. I can't stand this. Just hold on a minute. Again, they're trying to make, when their whole business model is tracking everything you do, giving it to everybody, selling it, letting third parties come in. They're trying to all make it about one company. Again. And they just discovered this last month. This is ridiculous. Continue.
That controls, it's right in your privacy settings, that controls whether people can look you up by your contact information. Most people have that turned on, and that's the default. But a lot of people have also turned it off. So it's not quite everyone, but certainly the potential here would be that over the period of time that this feature has been around, people have been able to scrape public information, right? I mean, the information that if you have someone's phone number, you can put that in, and then you can get, you know, a link to their profile, which pulls up public information. So
yeah, that's good.
I certainly think
so. What they're doing is they're trying to conflate public scraping or spiders, web crawlers. That's what search engines do. With what Google does, having all the things you're looking up and you're doing and scanning your private emails since Gmail started and collating that data and listening to you over the web microphone since 2006, they told shareholders they were. We wrote about it, and people couldn't believe it. They said, this is a lie. Jones is insane. They're not using the web audio in your computer to listen to you. And it also said in the press release to shareholders, and now we're having a pilot program to watch them over the webcam. And they had an example, if a dog barks, we, even though you're not searching for dog food, we know to then direct advertisements for dogs. Oh, what a sweet little thing. They're just listening about the dog. They're listening to you. And now ESPN goes, hey, let's dial into somebody's smart TV and see what they're doing. Hey, look, there's your parents. They're over there in Serbia watching now. I told you this 20 years ago because I'm the bad guy, see? No, you get next decade's news today, but it's a double-edged sword. The prostitutes have data as well.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Trump just signed the order deploying troops instantly to the border. Actually constitutional.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
I guess that means hell's freezing over.
It's Alex Jones.
But don't worry, Mueller's looking into Russian oligarchs now and looking into the United Arab Emirates and looking into Canadian deals and looking into stuff 20 years ago and just still can't find anything. Doesn't know what to do. He's got a few of his informants they put in the Trump campaign, very low level, who they are doing a little fake, you know, 1 month sentencing stuff on them and other things so they can not let everybody know that they were little super canaries put in there who found nothing. Because there was nothing. And Roger Stone's joining us in the third hour. I'm sick of the whole Russia thing like you are. But I want to go back over the WikiLeaks. The top 100 things that are in there. Because look at how they've Svengali'd or misdirected again. With a magic trick. It's not the hundreds of thousands of emails and the Aleister Crowley rituals and fixing the debates and giving Hillary the questions or Hillary and her people talking to CNN. MSNBC, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times every day, having daily meetings with Google? How exhausting is this? You ask how Strzok and his girlfriend had something like 50,000 messages to each other in 2 years. These people are just like typing away to each other. It's insane. They're like maniacs. And when you pull back from it, they have hoisted themselves on their own petard. They've dug their own pit for themselves. And at the same time, though, just like they've gone, oh, everybody publicly has spiders and web crawlers. We didn't do anything at Facebook. No, you just used everybody's personal data and sold it, let groups in, 5,000 times worse than anything Analytica ever thought of over in Cambridge. And you just hope everybody's such country bumpkins that we don't figure it out. It's like my lawyers looking at all these fake lawsuits that have been filed. They're like, we've never seen anything like this, where it's like 60, 70, 80 pages of lies about you. None of it's even true. The exhibits aren't even right. It's not even your website. It's not. We did do a retraction. We did pull it the day of the event. None of that's true. The slapback provision means we could have all these attorney's fees and then get them for all those and then damages. And even lawyers tell the Daily Beast, man, you really screwed up. What are you doing with these lawsuits? And they don't care. Because I think they think I ride to work on a horse. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm getting sued by another Hillary Clinton law firm. What am I going to do? Gee, sucks. I better shut down and go away. They said they're going to come after me if I don't go away and then put my tail between my legs. I didn't know the globalists were bad, mean people. Why, they just threatened me. I better go away. I'm scared. Yeah. You're fools. Fools. Idiots. Have no idea. And the people that really don't know what they're doing are the plaintiffs that they jacked up to do this. But after all, if you're running around wearing a hammer and sickle t-shirt, you're a grown man. That tells you a lot, doesn't it? Hammer and Sickle's got 200 plus million deaths under its belt. I mean, that's the symbol of pure death, the Red Terror, right out of the globalist loins. I have Communist Party USA suing me in Cleveland. I have a guy wearing a communist shirt suing me here in Austin. It's like you know a man by his enemies, don't you, folks? So what can I say, my friends? I came to fight bullies, and, well, they found me, and I think they're used to messing with people that aren't here to fight. I came to fight. Once the fight starts, I don't have any butterflies. I don't have any anxiety. Once the crocodile jaws start, brain turns off, fight mode kicks in, and then the winning starts happening. Like it always does with you guys. You always pick a fight with the good guys, and you always can't believe what happens when they stand up. And then the begging for mommy always kicks in. I don't know why they always beg for mommy. They always beg for their mommies. They always cry when their head, metaphorically, is bouncing off the concrete. I don't know why. But that's Antifa for you. Little scrubbly creatures running around delusionally beating up men, women, and children. We're fighting fascism by beating people and committing arson. So here we are talking about Antifa in the general. Let me just get into the big news here, because it's not just Antifa going around beating people up. Deranged Texas councilwoman charged for verbally attacking teenage girl in Trump shirt. Let's go ahead and go to the Houston TV station with a report on a deranged liberal in Texas, so flipped out in their little bully bases, Houston's now blue, that they think you're not going to make America great again. This is the hatred of America. Here it is.
Tonight, a teenage girl tells us that one of our local council members screamed obscenities because one of the girls with her was wearing this shirt. Now, West University Place Councilwoman Kelly Burke is being charged in the case.
It was Saturday night at Tiny's Milk and Cookies. Four teenage girls buying cookies for kids at their church.
When a tall, short-haired blonde woman came up to them and screamed at them, grab them by the
girls.
That woman, the family later learned, was Westview Councilwoman Kelly Burke, and she wasn't finished.
She yells it again. At that point, the girls are getting kind of scared, and then the woman starts, you know, going, MAGA, MAGA, MAGA.
MAGA means Make America Great Again. You see, one of the girls was wearing this Trump Make America Great Again shirt. The girls left without a word.
They were scared. They were absolutely scared. My little girl essentially wanted to know if this woman was going to hurt her.
Westview police referred the case to Harris County, which filed a disorderly conduct charge against the councilwoman, who, when we knocked at her door, asked, "What are you doing at my house?"
"You know why we're here at your house."
She said she had no idea.
"Because of the disorderly conduct charge."
She said, "I'm putting my kids to bed. Go away."
Adults can't behave towards children like that, period. I would be just as angry if any parent said this to my child, but as an elected official, I mean, I'll let, you know, her voters handle this matter.
But of course, she then lied and said, "I don't know what you're talking about." That's exactly how they act. It's like babies. They either scream, "Murderer, criminal, communist, Russian, traitor, we're going to get you." Well, you've seen the videos all over the country, and then they try to pour coffee on you, or they attack you, or they go, "Trump, Trump, Trump, Trump," stuff like that. It's like a three-year-old attacking you. And they love to go after women and children. I mean, I had a couple of these guys trying to start a fight with Rex. He's still a pretty big guy, but they didn't start the fight with me off the airplane. I'm getting the luggage. He's taking his luggage. He's like 30 feet away, and two grown men walk up and go, "Want to throw down?" I told you that story just when we got back from Colorado 3 weeks ago. And then they said, "F your family." There were my daughters and my wife. And they looked at my family because they wanted to say, "Oh, I don't have your kids." They always say that. I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I do." And they just, "F your family." He said that to Rex right there. I saw that by the time I got my luggage was coming over. Just F your family. F your family. Because, again, the globalists have a religion. Even if they have kids, they hate your kids. They hate Christians. They hate America. They hate Make America Great Again. It triggers them. Just like American flags. Because they see it as the dominant culture. They see themselves as the counterculture. They're the dominant culture. They're funded by the big banks. They're the globalists. They're the problem. I haven't gotten the story linked on drudgereport.com yet, but I will. It's an Infowars.com Jamie White article. Sex workers who expose politicians for passing anti-trafficking bill. And we'll get to a bunch of other news. The gun confiscation beginning. Should have led that with the broadcast, but I have so much more to get to. Towns all over are moving to confiscate assault weapons. Fine violators up to $1,000 per day. Some have passed the laws. That is coming up momentarily, ladies and gentlemen. But first, just briefly here, we've got Patriot points in the month of April from 5% of your order to 10%. So with the regular 10% you get off for auto ship on things you're going to order again, like coffee or supplements or things like that, that's 20% on your next purchase with the 10% Patriot points and then the 10% off auto ship, plus all orders $50 or more, free shipping, and they haven't gotten rid of the special yet. I'm not mad they haven't. We're about to sell out of DNA Force. We're about to sell out of the Brain Force Plus. We're about to sell out of Brain Force Plus. We're about to sell out of the Real Red Pill in a few months, but Brain Force Plus will be sold out by next week at the rate of sales. That's still up there. 50% off at Patriot points are free at checkout. I mean, it's free to sign up for the account, and when you get your order, it just adds them on. And that's going right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And we also have InfoWars high-quality storable food. 4-week survival food plan is $100 off. No one can top that. It's the highest quality. That is a huge special at InfoWarsStore.com. Please stay with us.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10 to $200 $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for